It is the Anfield Wrap review after Liverpool 2 Real Madrid 5. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through that. Sean, the teams, I don't think, are any great surprise. There's maybe a little bit of an eyebrow raised that Benzema makes it. I think it was in some quarters that he mightn't. But otherwise, it's to be expected. I think it's to be expected from the position Liverpool are in terms of riding a team that they think can get them, you know, a result in many senses. But, you know, we've seen this from Klopp. When he's seen green shoots, he's gone, tend to go with the same lads and the same approach. With this one, I think the approach is worth talking about a bit more, to be honest. First 20 shows what Liverpool set out to do works relatively well. Alaba, I think, it's there for all to see. He's got way too much ground to cover and he's not sure what to do at any one point. He's not sure whether to go to Henderson in the triangle to move inwards towards Trent or to deal with Salah, and he's not getting anything from Vinicius the other way. And I think Camavinga and Valverde are massively indisciplined. I think they're not set in the first 20 minutes. And within all of that, Real Madrid just dropped their back line, and that's what Liverpool want. They wanted the half spaces to open. They wanted to be on top of Madrid. And for 20 minutes-ish, it seems to be working.
Yeah, in terms of the selection, I was a little bit surprised, but not surprised in a sense. We said on the last show, I think, that Klopp likes to sort of go again with his teams when they're in a rhythm. Pre-Newcastle, I thought that Liverpool would play Matip in one, Gomez in the other. I thought there might be a little bit of midfield rotation, or that it actually ends up that we do a bit of that because of the way the subs and the game plays out at Newcastle.